Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, 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 everyone. Yes, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I heard someone kind of preach that yesterday. It was really good. And so we just thank God that as we gather together, we are the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And so welcome on this last Sunday of July. Wow. Amen. Summer is just marching right along. So just welcome everyone. We're going to have Pastor Mom open us up with a word of prayer.
Good morning, everybody. Because this morning we are glad to be here and have prayer.
We love the Lord.
We love the Lord. And be with him and stand by. Hold us in the hollows out on hand. Be with us and stand by. You know we cannot do without you, Lord.
Yes.
We need you all the way, Lord.
All the way, Lord.
And we thank you and being just carry us along the way.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, give us our holiday. Day coming up, Lord. Be with us and stand by us, Lord. Lead us along the way.
Amen.
Hold us in the hollows out of our hands.
Yes.
We need you all the way,
all
Lord.
The way, Lord.
We need you all the way, Lord. And we thank you.
Thank
and
you,
we
Lord.
Praise your holy name.
And lift up our president.
And lift up our president, Lord. Be with us and stand by us. Hold us in the hollows out of our hands. Lord, we need you all the way, and thank you for bringing us up this morning, Lord. Lead us along the way.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Well, we just thank God. We thank God for Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. This morning has been a bit of a challenge for her, and God has met her. Hallelujah. At the very point of her need in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to say our Psalm 95 together today. Praise God. And then we'll go on to Psalm 34 verses 1 through 3. Psalm 95. Let's read together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. And then Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. This is usually our time where we go through and you get to exalt the Lord. We all get to exalt the Lord and tell him who he is. This morning, we're going to hear a song, hallelujah, that exalts the Lord this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Telling him who he is and just being happy for all that he has done. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, if you had not saved me, I don't know. Thank you for making our pathway straight. Thank you for always being our protector, our guide, our shield, our everything. Through every trial, through every dark place in our life, we can say this. Through dark clouds, the sun will always. The light of the world. We just give you praise, glory, and honor today for all that you've done for us, for the sacrifice. We want to say we're grateful. when I was down.
You raised me.
Sick in my body,
you healed me.
When I was in bondage,
you delivered me.
I just wanna take time to say
thank you,
Jesus. Thank you.
Lord, I'm willing to trust in you. So take my life, Lord, and use it too. Yes, if you can use anything, Lord, come on and use me.
You can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
I'm willing to be used tonight, Lord.
This is our declaration.
When David fought Goliath, and that mighty giant fell, he proved to his people that God was alive in Israel. I am, Lord. You can use anything, Lord. Come on and use me. Jesus said, he took two fish and five loaves, and the multitude was fed. Lord, what I have may not be much, but I know it can multiply by your touch. So if you can use anything, Lord, come on and use me. Yes, Lord.
Amen. That's our declaration this morning. Hallelujah. And you can say that. Lord, you can use anything. Lord, you can use me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was getting into Ron Canole this weekend. I haven't heard Ron Canole in a long time. So it was good to hear him sing. And, you know, I think it was back in the 90s. Ron Canole was it. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the way that he has used him. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go on now to our finances and to our prayer for finances. We're going to have Pastor Catherine lead us in that prayer. Good morning, Pastor Catherine.
Good morning, Apostle and everyone.
Amen.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I hear you well. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. Well, praise God. We thank you, Lord God, this morning for entrusting us with your finance. Lord, we commit our finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. May we always be good stewards of all that you give us and walk in total agreement as how it is to be dispersed. We pray, Lord God, that we will learn to live a free or burdensome debt. Where we have not been wise, bring restoration and give us guidance. Show us how we can help increase our finances and not decrease them unwisely. Help us to remember that all we have belongs to you and be grateful for it. We pray, Lord God, that we will find it easy to give to you and to others as you have instructed us in your word. Give us wisdom to handle money wisely. Help us to make good decisions as how it is to be spent. We pray that we will find the perfect balance between spending needlessly and being miserly. May we always be paid well for the work we do. And may our money not be stolen, lost, devoured, or destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it so that we may make it, so that what we make will go a long way. We pray, Lord God, that we will not be anxious about finance, but we will seek your kingdom first, knowing that as we do, we will have all we need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. So that's our prayer over our finances. Hallelujah. And we're just believing God that he is taking care of the finances as only he can. Amen. And I keep saying if any of you have a testimony that you want to share about your finances, how God has blessed you, press your number one key, and we want to hear that testimony. Hallelujah. Like I say, you don't have to tell all your business now, but you know, give God the glory as he has blessed you with your finances. Amen. Hallelujah. He sent you some money from the north, the south, the east, and the west, or he's giving you favor. Praise God, you know, or a debt was canceled, you know, any of that. We really want to hear from you, because I know God is doing it. He's not just doing it in me and Pastor Mom's life. He's doing that in your life as well. Praise God. So encourage all of us. Amen. And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. And while I'm talking about testimonies, I'm still waiting to hear the testimony on the treasures that the Lord has sent to you. Amen. He has sent some treasures to you. And we're not just talking about money. We're talking about those people that God has assigned to come into your life so that you could be the one who plants some seeds in their lives. You can water. And sometimes God will even allow you to get the increase. Amen. And then, you know, to pray for ones and for ones to get prayed for and get healed. Hallelujah. So if you run across a treasure, we want you to share that with us as well. Amen. And I ran across a treasure myself this week, but I'll say that after we finish with our giving, our time of giving. There's three ways to give at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. One is via Cash App, and that's $ESLCCC. And once again, it's $ESLCCC. Then you can also give at the door if you live in the Heritage House. Someone came and gave at the door this morning. Praise God. And we're at 2E if you're in the Heritage House. And then also by mail, you can make your check payable to ESLCCC for East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. And so let's pray over all of these blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon us that we're giving today. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We thank you for the tithers, Lord. You said that if we would give 10%, try you, test you on it, to give 10%, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out that overflow blessing that would be too much for us to receive. Hallelujah. Wonderful overflow of blessings. Praise God. I just saw something on TV recently on the news where in this country it rained. In 3 days, it rained enough for a year. It was over what they would have gotten in a year in 3 days. Now, I mean, you know, they really had a tough time with that. There was water up to their the ceilings in their homes. But I'm using the example to say that's how God can pour out blessings upon us. You know, when we've been waiting for years, he can do it in 2 or 3 days or even less than that. Amen. So he wants to pour out blessings upon us. And those who are tithing, you can expect that. And then with the givers, those who are giving offerings, amen. He said, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall he give unto your bosom. So here's the overflow again. He's an overflowing God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he wants to overflow in your life. Praise God. In all of our lives. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 that says he'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as he has promised us. So, Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to give. We thank you for providing seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And we give you praise and glory, Lord God. Have your way, even in our finances. Hallelujah. We give you purse and all because this is a personal relationship. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So before we go into the word today, I want to say a few things. First of all, prepare yourself for next Sunday. We'll be celebrating Pastor Mom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Next Sunday is the first Sunday in August already. I'm just so amazed at that. And it will actually be August the 1st. And Pastor Mom's birthday is August the 4th. And she will be 89 years young. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we'll be celebrating her on Sunday. Praise God. And then on the 4th, we may be doing something. We may be doing something on Zoom or something for her. If she is, if we're doing anything, we'll send you a text and let you know. Praise God. And so we're so excited over your birthday, Pastor Mom.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. The other thing I wanted to say is I found a treasure. The Lord brought a treasure to me this week. And, you know, I was in a place where I was at a time that I don't usually go downstairs, and that's early in the morning, and the Lord said, you know, go early. And when I made my treasure map, one of the locations on the treasure map was the Heritage House, which is this building where we live. And so I was down there, and I think I went to pick up a package. And so what happened was the lady at the front desk, she just happened to be going through a whole lot right at that moment. And so we went to another room, and we were able to talk and to pray. And I already prayed with her the prayer of salvation quite a while ago. And so she was telling me some things that were going on, and it was a wonderful time of prayer. She received a release from the Lord and just the uplifting in the spirit. Praise God. And, you know, and that's what he wants us to be, is to be available. Amen. And to be able to, you know, to pray for people like that. And I was so, so happy because she was really, really going through something that morning. Amen. And God knows, just at the right place, just at the right time. So if any of you want to share, like I said, press your number one key or, you know, text me and let me know. I don't see any number one keys pressed right now. So we want to hear about the treasures. So just like with financial blessings, I know it's just not me and Mom, Pastor Mom. I know that God is sending someone for you all as well. Amen. Minister Rachel, I see your number one key press. Yes, Minister Rachel.
Hi. I can say that, good morning to everyone. Love you all. What I wanted to say is that God's favor has been, like, the fact that me and my kids are not homeless is a blessing. And I haven't been seeing any more $20,000 or something invoice. So I thank God for that, for his mercy, while we're still living in the same place.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. So that's a thing and a miracle.
We know that there has been some things going on for quite a while with that. And so we thank God for his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For you all and for everyone involved in the name of Jesus. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, hallelujah. Let's pray as we go into the word today. Well, I want to play one more song, another Ron Canole, this morning. And as I went through the word, and, you know, the Lord was speaking to me about the word today, this song, you know, back from the 90s, just stood out to me. And the song is Righteousness, Peace, Joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's hear that, and then we'll come back with the word for today. Praise God.
Righteousness, peace, and joy. Righteousness. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Everybody, righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Well, come on. Come on, everybody. Don't you want to be a part of
Amen. Come on, everybody. Hallelujah. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the kingdom of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We bless you, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the Righteous One, the altogether lovely One. Hallelujah. You are the true and living One. You are the way, the truth, and the light. No one comes to the Father except through you. And we bless your holy name today, Lord God. We thank you for this word that you have just dropped into my spirit, Lord God, that you have imparted to me, Father, in the name of Jesus. this wonderful word, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that that by your Spirit it can be expressed out to everyone, including me, in the name of Jesus, that we know, understand, recognize, and realize more about you, more about the art of receiving your very best. Hallelujah. For your glory. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we started off this series last week, and we called it The Art of Receiving. And the more the Lord talked to me, I realized that it's the art of receiving God's best. Hallelujah. Because he has so much for us. Even before Jesus was manifested on the earth, the Lord had so much for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. And he had prepared all of that in advance that we could be able to receive him as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Receiving God's very best spiritually. Amen. And even in the natural, hallelujah, in every part, every situation, circumstance in our lives, receiving God's very best. Hallelujah. Last week we talked about what it means, the art of receiving, what that actually means. I was looking in the Bible about looking at how many times receive showed up in the Bible. Receive, received, receiveth, all of that. It shows up 336 times in the Bible. So there is much that God wants us to receive. So and there's an art to it. Hallelujah. There's an art to receiving. There's an art of receiving. Now, the art of receiving means to come into possession of, to acquire, to be a recipient, to be a receptacle. Hallelujah. The art of receiving is to learn about coming into possession of, acquiring, being a recipient, a receptacle of what God has for us. And I'll say God's best. Once again, the art of receiving is to know inside and out about coming into possession of, acquiring, being a recipient and a receptacle of what God has for us, which is his best. To gain an understanding, this is the art of, is to gain an understanding of coming into possession, and to receive is to acquire, being a recipient and a receptacle of what God has for us. And so he wants us to even to be versed, to be well-versed in coming into possession of of God's best for us. He wants us to be trained to come into possession and acquire, be a recipient and a receptacle for what he has for us. Hallelujah. He wants us to receive everything that he has. Hallelujah. And as we talked briefly about last week about just saying a prayer to ask God to even open us more to be able to receive all that he has. When I was praying over the offerings today and the tithes and the offerings, I talked about overflow. God is an extravagant God, lots of overflow in whatever he does. Hallelujah. And it's part of the art of receiving is to open up ourselves, hallelujah, to be able to receive what he gives, because he's a great big God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So last week, that's what we were talking about. We talked about believing, receiving, and faith are intertwined. Amen. So if you're receiving, then you got to be believing. And if you're believing, you're walking by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. And we went over a Psalm 27 in verse 13, and it says, I would have lost heart unless I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And we talked about positioning ourselves to be able to be that recipient, to be that receptacle. That's part of the art of receiving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we went to Matthew 21, verses 20 through 22, and focused on verse 22 that says, whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. And that's absolutely the art of receiving God's best. And this is one of those statements in Matthew 21 and verse 22. This is one of those statements that is a power of attorney, unlimited power of attorney. Now, it's one thing to have unlimited power of attorney for someone here on earth, you know, who may have a bank account and they have possessions and all of that. It's another thing to have unlimited power of attorney from God Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then there was a revelation that he gave to us that with a power of attorney in the natural, because I've had power of attorney before, and I've read the document on power of attorney where you can speak for that person, you can do what that person would have done just as if that person was right there. And the thing about the power of attorney is that in the natural world, with the power of attorney, it is rendered null and void once that person dies. And so I mentioned that to the Lord, and he said to me, you still have unlimited power of attorney because I'm alive. And I live forevermore. I'm about to start speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. So we do have unlimited power of attorney because Jesus is alive, and he's alive forevermore. Hallelujah. So our mind, you know, has to open up to have the very mind of Christ. You know, these days people say it's hard to wrap their minds around things. Well, this thing, you can't even, don't even try to wrap your mind around it. Just receive it. Hallelujah. That's the art of receiving. Just receive. Hallelujah. Receive that whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Hallelujah. Whatsoever. Amen. Hallelujah. And you shall receive. Amen. So the capacity of our minds has to be open to be able to receive from the Lord the way that he is giving to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, amen. When the Lord first began to talk to me about receiving, you know, because I was just like a giver, give. And then he says, you know, you need to learn how to receive, because I really didn't know how to receive. And I'm just going to say that sometimes there can be pride in giving, you know, pride in like, oh, I can give. Hallelujah. And it's a good feeling that goes with it, especially when God tells you to do it and you do it. And then there's a receiving part that God wants us to be able to receive as graciously and as wonderfully as when we give. Hallelujah. So back in 1992, I was being ordained. I was going to be ordained in California. Pastor Price and her ministry were doing my ordination. And so the Lord said to me, I want to pay for this for you. And I was like, okay, you know, how's that going to happen? So then he gave me a list of people. And so I wrote down this list of people, some I knew as Christians, some that were not Christians. I was still working for AT&T at the time. And, you know, I went down this list, and one was a close, dear friend to me. And, you know, we had been praying together. We, you know, had a little prayer group and everything. And so he said to go to her first. And so I went to her first, and I told her, you know, what the Lord said about giving. And I gave her that scripture, Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. But with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So that was a scripture I was walking with, and I told her, name was as Eileen, and I told her about that. And I mean, I was really kind of shaking in my boots. I'm like, wow, I'm saying this to her. You know, and I didn't get it until later. And so what she ended up doing, she said, I'm going to pray about this, and I'll let you know. And so she prayed about it, and her and her family were going on a vacation. And so her husband had, well, they had put their vacation money aside, you know, for this trip. And so she heard the Lord tell her, to give me, I don't know if it was the whole vacation money or part of the vacation money or whatever. And so for, you know, for the ordination. And so she gave it to me. And I was like, God, you know, can you help her? Because, you know, when it's time for that vacation, you know, her husband going to be looking for that money, you know, because she was holding it. And so, you know, I didn't say anything. I just, you know, said thank you to her, praise the Lord, and all that. And so then she called me a few days later. She was crying and laughing at the same time. I barely could understand what she was saying, but the Lord had blessed her in such an awesome way. She had opened up herself to receive. And so she began to receive past blessings. She began to receive blessings that she had really kind of forgot about or just let go. They had a janitor business, and these people were supposed to pay them for doing the service there at their building, a corporation, and they had not paid them in a few years. So they had just said, well, you know, forget it. We're not going to get this money. All that money came right then. Hallelujah. You know, she and me learned the art of receiving, because even as we receive, others are being blessed. And nowadays people say, you know, you got to take this because you don't want to block my blessing. Hallelujah. And so that I learned that, you know, from the Lord. Not only did they get that money that was owed to them from 2 years ago, her husband was between jobs, and he had a back injury and was going to have surgery. Well, the insurance company, prior to the giving, the insurance company said, oh, no, he's not on the insurance anymore. After the giving, the insurance company gave her a call and said, our records were, you know, we went back and looked at our records and the dates of when, you know, when your husband left or whatever. Anyway, he was able to get that insurance and be able to get his back taken care of. We praise God. Amen. You know, I guess we could have laid hands on his back, but God, you know, used the surgeon to be able to take care of that. And so she was just elated. She was just laughing and crying at the same time. And, you know, and that's part of the art of receiving, is when we give, That's the art of receiving, because God is giving back to us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Amen. And so things like that happen, with money, and it also happens in other ways as well. Whatever, you know, position that we are in and whatever we do, whatever we give out, something is going to come back to us. Now, people in the, and I won't even say those words here, but others say, you know, there's another thing that happens with that. But what God has is give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And the Lord wants us to be that recipient. He wants us to be that receptacle, to be able to receive what he has given, what he has already set aside for us. Amen. Amen. And so as I was praying and just meditating on this, I mean, this art of receiving is much bigger than I can go through in 2 days, last Sunday and this Sunday. And so what my prayer is that as you hear this, that there's a stirring in your spirit. Many of us know about giving and receiving. You know, we've all practiced some measure of the art of receiving. And so this message is just really a stirring up of what's in you already. A stirring up and then an awareness to see more, to see in the word more, that art of receiving, because it's all over the Bible, and that your eyes will be open to see that God wants you to be more of a recipient, a receptacle for the vastness that he's pouring out on you. You know, God's ways are higher than our ways. Amen. His ways are so much higher than our ways. And the Bible talks about how he revealed his acts to the children of Israel. So, you know, they saw lightning, they saw thunder, you know, and his acts of how he delivered them out from Egypt, and how he took them through the Red Sea. So he revealed his acts to the children of Israel. And then, but for Moses, he revealed his ways to Moses. And when he revealed his ways to Moses, Moses understood more than the children of Israel about the ways of God. Hallelujah. And as we learn more about the art of receiving, we learn more about the ways of God, because his way of giving to us and for us to be able to receive what he's giving to us is not always such a, like, an intuitive kind of thing, like, oh, that's a no-brainer. You know, if I give, I'll receive. If I give, I'll receive. And it's more to it than that. It's more to it than that. On the good side of receiving and even on the bad side of receiving. Remember when Jesus was in the garden and they came for him, you know, Judas kissed him and turned him in, and then the centurions were there, and Peter cut off the ear of one of the guys that were there. He cut his ear off, and then Jesus said, no. And Jesus picked up his ear, put it back on, or healed his ear, you know. And then he said, no, you know, we can't do it like this because, you know, of the sowing and the reaping, you know. Because if he had left it like that, then it would be to live by the sword and to die by the sword. And so that's also a part of the art of receiving is that you want to be on the good part to receive the best that God has for us and not to, to be in a place to receive those things that he didn't want us to have. Hallelujah. So he wants us to know the art of receiving his best. We can receive for God. We can receive from God, whether we know his ways or not, you know, because it does rain on the just and the unjust. So some people are blessed by God and they don't even know him, you know, and they don't even know, like even the children of Israel, they knew his acts. He showed them his acts. And so they can still receive, you know, the manna that fell. They received it going through the Red Sea. They received, but his ways, he only revealed that to Moses. So Moses was in a place to receive God's best. He knew the art of receiving. So when it comes to God's best, when we know the art of receiving, we can have his best in any situation, any circumstance, and condition of our lives. I'm going to say that again. When we know the art of receiving, we can have God's best in any situation, circumstance, and condition in our lives. And my mind just went to Joseph, the coat of many colors. He knew the art of receiving because he received God's best, and he was in some bad situations. You know, he in Potiphar's house. You know, I mean, he was a slave. You know, and even when he was put in jail for something that he didn't do, he was still able to receive God's best, even in the midst of all that. You know, they just turned over things to him. Potiphar turned over his household to him. Even when he went to prison, the warden turned over the prison to him to adjust things, to make things good in the prison and easy for him. So the art of receiving is knowing that God is going to give his best to you no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance or the condition of your life. You and I are still recipients and receptacles of God's very best. Amen. Now, most of us have heard of the Beatitudes. It's also called the Sermon on the Mount. And we're going to read through it today. I want you to go to the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, and that is Matthew 5, verses 3 through 11. Matthew 5, verses 3 through 11. And I believe we're going to go through that today. We're just going to kind of hang in that spot right there. Matthew 5, 3 through 11, the Beatitudes. Beatitudes. Hallelujah. And Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. So Matthew 5, verses 3 through 11. Now, as we read through it today, we're praying that God will give us all new eyes and ears to see that we may lay hold to each of these blessings. The word beatitude means supreme blessing. Hallelujah. You know, God's best. Hallelujah. And that's the definition of beatitude, supreme blessing. You got it, Pastor Mom?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And, you know, when we know the art of receiving God's best, then we can receive these supreme blessings that we see in the Beatitudes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom?
Yes.
Go ahead and read a little bit of that. Oh, wait, I'm going to start, and then I'll let you read 3, 4, and 5. So you and I will read it together. I'll start with
3, 4, and 5.
Yeah. Matthew 5, you read 3, 4, and 5, okay?
Okay.
Verse 1, Matthew 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Pastor Mom, blessed.
I'm satisfied.
Okay. Blessed are the poor, poor in spirit.
This is poor in spirit.
Matthew 5 and 3.
Okay.
Blessed.
This is poor in spirit. For this. See,
for there.
Yeah, is the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are they that
mourn,
known, for they shall be
comforted.
Comforted.
Okay.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'll go ahead. We're in Matthew chapter 5. Verse 6, and we're going to go to 11. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Wow. So let's look at these supreme blessings. Somebody say supreme blessings.
Supreme blessings.
Yeah. So these are the highest blessings. These are God's best blessings here that are said in the Beatitudes. So we're just going to strip everything back and just say what these supreme blessings are. The kingdom of heaven.
The kingdom of heaven.
Comforted.
Comforted.
Inherit the earth.
Inherit the earth.
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
Mercy.
Mercy.
See God.
See God.
Call sons of God.
Call sons of God.
And the kingdom of God.
And the kingdom of God.
Oh, and the last one, a great reward in heaven. Great, you say it, Mom. Great reward in heaven.
Great reward in heaven.
Great reward in heaven.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that these are these supreme blessings. Now, to be able to receive these supreme blessings, these wonderful, great blessings, let's start with the kingdom of heaven. To be able to receive that, the art, we're talking about the art of receiving God's best, okay? The art of receiving God's best, and these are his supreme blessings.
Mm-hmm.
These are the best. This is what Jesus talked about when he wanted the people to know who God is and what God has for them. Amen. And so the kingdom of heaven. And so how to receive this supreme blessing is you must be poor in spirit. Okay? I'm going to go down a list to say how you receive it. How to receive the art of receiving being comforted is to mourn. The art of receiving inheriting the earth is to be meek. The art of receiving satisfaction and being filled is the hunger and thirst for righteousness. The art of receiving, being mercy, getting mercy, the art of receiving it is to be merciful. Amen.
Amen.
The art of being able to see God, receiving God, even the very presence of God, is to be pure in heart. The art of being called the sons of God is to be peacemakers. The art of receiving the very kingdom of God, get this, the art of receiving the kingdom of God is to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. And the art of getting a great reward in heaven is to be reviled, persecuted, talked about falsely for his sake. Now, I'm telling you that it has to be that we know things from God's way, because this is not our way. It's not our way to do it like this. You know, it's like, oh, receive the kingdom of heaven. Gee, you know, I've been good. Check off my list like Christmas time, you know, like for Santa Claus. You know, it's not like that. Amen. And to know his ways lets us know that his ways are higher than our ways. We can't put our mind to it to try to figure it out. And I'm going to jump really kind of like to the end of all of this, because as we go to it, the end of this is we can't do any of these. The act of the art of receiving is that we receive it from God to be able to do any of this. And this is none of this, I heard someone say, remember, it's the Beatitudes, not the do attitude. So this is a state of being to receive the art of receiving God's very best. Hallelujah. It's a way of being. Hallelujah. And not a way of doing things. It's a way of being. So now the poorest spirit that received that supreme blessing of the kingdom of heaven are those who seek God's grace, knowing that self-defense does not work. Feelings of being unworthy to receive. You know, a lot of us may have feelings of being unworthy to receive, but the art of receiving, to know that we are only worthy because we receive him who is worthy. Hallelujah. And that the kingdom of heaven, that's the reason why I played that song, and that's from a scripture. And it says, the kingdom of heaven is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Actually, that's the kingdom of God. And sometimes it's used interchangeably with the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven is the rule and the reign of God. Hallelujah. Even in our lives. Praise God. And so the poor in spirit are those who lean and rely on God, who don't even look at themselves as being worthy, but know that he's worthy and that we're only worthy out of his worthiness. Hallelujah. So that does not come from just la, 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 la. That comes from knowing God. That comes from knowing his ways. And that comes from Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And, you know, I'm getting to the end from the beginning. You know, with all of these, Matthew 6:33 is right on point. And thank you for that graphic, Pastor. Pastor Price, that graphic that you put out for confirmation. Praise God. Amen. And then the super, let's go back to the supreme blessing of being comforted. I couldn't help but think about the supreme blessing of being comforted. The Holy Ghost is our comforter. And God knew that we needed to be comforted. He knew that we needed. We not only needed to be comforted, but we needed a comforter. Hallelujah. We needed him to manifest himself as the comforter for us. He knew what we needed. Amen. And to be able to receive, the art of receiving being comforted is to mourn. Now, mourning, it includes people who are mourning the death of a loved one. It does include that because that's part of mourning. And then, you know, with those who are mourning loved ones, there's no time limit to that. You know, everybody has their time of mourning. You know, one person's may be 2 years, the other may be 5 years, the others may be 30 years. But it's whenever that mourning takes place, hallelujah, the act of receiving the comforter happens. And so we receive the comfort. We are comforted and the comforter. And I love what Jesus said, I will not leave you, I will come to you. And that's in John 14, near the end of John 14. And so it also includes, you know, people who are mourning the death of a loved one. It also includes those who experience the sorrow of repentance. Because to repent is to be sorry enough to turn away from the world, the flesh, and the devil, and to turn to the Lord. Hallelujah. And then when we do that kind of mourning, you know, that's the art of receiving that comfort that we need. So he's right there waiting to comfort us as we repent and turn away from those things that are not of him and then to turn to him. He's right there with that comfort for us to be able to receive his best, to be able to receive his supreme blessing when we mourn. Hallelujah. And then to inherit the supreme blessing of inheriting the earth, the whole earth. Hallelujah. And that comes from being meek. Hallelujah. Being meek. And meek doesn't necessarily mean weakness. And that's what a lot of people think, that being meek is being weak. But what meekness is strength under control. Hallelujah. Strength, you can be strong and still be meek. And that control, the control of that strength is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So then we're still talking about having a close relationship with God, a relationship like he had with Moses, where he could tell Moses these secret things about what was going on. He could share his ways with Moses. So now people are going to be blessed. Oh, God will bless you. He will bless you. But when we want God's best, when we want his supreme blessing, then we're talking about a relationship where we continually draw nigh to him and he will draw nigh to us. Hallelujah. And so then to be able to receive that supreme blessing of satisfaction where we are filled. Hallelujah. And so he wants us to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Now, whenever I see that satisfaction, I think about that song where the singer said that he couldn't get no satisfaction, that he tried and he tried and he tried, but he couldn't get him no satisfaction. Well, he couldn't get no satisfaction because he needed to learn the art of receiving through hunger and thirst for righteousness. Amen. And so righteousness is right standing with the Lord. And to hunger and thirst, receiving the satisfaction. You know, if you're not really hungry, you ever been, you know, you're at a table and all of this wonderful food is there, but I shouldn't say you, but people, I'll say people are sitting at a table, a banquet is laid out, it's good food, it's healthy food, it's wonderful food, but the person has eaten a bunch of junk food before they got there. So there's no hunger. There's no thirst because the junk food has filled them in a way, but not in a great way. And so what the Lord looks for to fill that recipient, to fill that receptacle, is he's looking for a hunger and a thirst. Hallelujah. For righteousness, for right standing with him. Amen. Those who are ready to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, you know, those people who are sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know, and their heart knows that there's something better, that there's a better way than the life that they're living. The people who go through that, they are hungry and they are thirsty for the right relationship, the right to be in right standing with the Lord. They hunger and thirst. And then they are right in the middle of the art of receiving satisfaction and being filled. Also, those who have backslidden, who fell, who hunger and thirst to have that close relationship with the Lord again. You know, they're ready to receive forgiveness from him. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. And I'll say I went through something that was, it was kind of a backslidden, but kind of like one foot still with the Lord and the other foot or the toe in. And it stopped because it was, you know, it wasn't that easy to get out of, but God got me out of it. Glory to God. And it was such a hunger and a thirst in my heart. Because I wanted to be completely close to the Lord. I wanted to, you know, receive that forgiveness from him, even while I was in the act doing the things that I knew were not of God, he would tell me he loved me. And that made me cry even more, you know. But I had a hunger and a thirst for right standing with God. And I learned a lesson. Hallelujah. I learned a lesson during that time that still touches my heart. And what he taught me was what he said to me. He said, Barbara, in the back of your mind, you thought that your obedience was your righteousness. And now that you have not been obedient in these times, your mind thinks that you have lost your righteousness. But he said, I'm going to tell you this. I am your righteousness. You have no righteousness apart from me. I am your righteousness. My finished work on the cross is your righteousness and your righteousness alone. Hallelujah. And I remember crying a lot over that. You know, when he told me that and letting me know that he had forgiven me. And I learned a lesson that he is my righteousness. And I believe when I learned that, my whole life changed. Hallelujah. And the enemy couldn't do anything to me anymore. And I was satisfied. I'm satisfied. Hallelujah. Yeah, I still may do things that are not of God. And I tell Pastor Maul, I said, now, if I'm going through something and I'm not treating you just right, you better believe God's going to get on me. If I have a little added something like that, you better believe God is going to say something to me. And, you know, and I'm going to go to him and make sure I get this right. Hallelujah. And receive forgiveness from him. So the act of receiving satisfaction is to, or the art of receiving satisfaction is to hunger and thirst for righteousness, where you won't just settle for the, as they say, the okie doke. You won't just settle for the junk food, but you'll continue to hunger, will continue to hunger and thirst for right standing with him. Hallelujah. And then to the supreme blessing of mercy. That supreme blessing of mercy can only be gotten by being merciful. And then the only way, well, I'll say it this way. When we are kind, compassionate, and sympathetic towards others, then we are ready to receive mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the merciful receive mercy. And then to go back, way back, we couldn't have been merciful. We cannot be compassionate or sympathetic or even kind without the mercy of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we have to be a recipient, a receptacle of his mercy to be able to get, to be merciful and to be able to lay hold to his blessing of mercy. Hallelujah. I hope you understood that. It was kind of simple, but it was deep too. Amen. Amen. And then going on about seeing God, the supreme blessing of seeing God. Hallelujah. To be able to see God, we have to be pure in heart. And that may be kind of scary for a lot of people. What? Pure in heart? And, you know, where the heart, a heart that is clean, undefiled, without blemish, a heart that is ready to receive the ability to see God comes from cleansing by the water of the Word, the blood of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. So the pure in heart, it's not like a GPS, and you hear the GPS say, you have arrived. So the pure in heart while we're here on this earth is a not you have arrived. It's continual. Hallelujah. It's a continual cleansing. Amen. It's a continual being undefiled and unblemished. And then when there's some defilement and when there's some dirt, when there is a blemish, to be quick to ask for forgiveness and to be quick to forgive others. Hallelujah. And then we shall see God. Hallelujah. We shall see God in every circumstance, every situation, because we're able to receive God's very best. Hallelujah. We're a recipient and a receptacle of a pure heart, and that God dwells in that pure heart. And we see God. Hallelujah. I think about how when wonderful things happen, and I found myself saying this lately, look at God. Hallelujah. But, oh, that happened to you? Look at God. And so we're able to see God in situations and in circumstances to say, that was God. God is in the midst. Hallelujah. Look at God. Glory to God. And we see him even when it, you know, when it looks like it's a bad thing or it's not the wonderful, perfect thing that we wanted it to be. We can still see that God is in the midst. It could have been worse. It could have been much worse than it was. But God is in the midst. Hallelujah. And then with the supreme blessing of being called the sons of God. Hallelujah. You know, people call people the sons of something, but a lot of times it's not son of God. But to be able to be called to receive that, hallelujah, the act of receiving, being called the sons of God, is being peacemakers. Now, we receive the character and nature of Jesus, which fills us. When we receive the character and nature of Jesus, he fills us with peace, causing us to be peacemakers. This art of receiving requires, come on somebody, it requires that we don't take sides. Because people will ask us and want us to take sides. Oh my God, right now it's so many sides being taken. It's so many sides that's being taken. And there's a side of the people that wear masks and don't wear masks. There's a side of people that are vaccinated and not vaccinated. There are different sides of people who are for the gay lifestyle and those who are not. There are different sides of those who carry firearms and those who believe that they should be able to carry firearms even in the church or wherever they go, and those who don't believe in that. So there's different sides of it. And so we who are peacemakers, who are the sons of God and receive that supreme blessing of being the sons of God, hallelujah, we are on the Lord's side. And we lay down our right to prove that we are right. There is a greater good. Hallelujah. And peace causes us to look like him, to look like God, to act like God, the sons of God. He recognizes himself in us, and others recognize him in us. And what a supreme blessing that is, to be a peacemaker out of the peace of God, not out of a meeting of the mind, not out of some kind of compromise, but out of the very peace of God. Hallelujah. This is God's best for us. Hallelujah. And then we come to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And that scripture where it mentions the kingdom of God is Romans 14. And the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, these are all supreme blessings. Romans 14:17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." Hallelujah. So you got the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And righteousness, the right standing. Well, we receive the act of receiving that, the kingdom of God, is persecuted for righteousness' sake. Now, I have to emphasize, well, persecuted is one thing. For righteousness' sake is another thing. So there are people who are persecuted, but it's not for righteousness' sake. You know, righteousness' sake is this is all in right standing with God that people are persecuting. You know, not because somebody cussed them out, you know, rubbernecked them, bullied them, or whatever, but it is because of righteousness' sake. And that makes me think of David, who said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that would come against the children of the true and living God?" So they were persecuted, and the angle that he took it from David, was that these Philistines were persecuting him, and they were coming against the children of the true and living God. So the art of receiving the kingdom of God is being loyal, faithful, steadfast, dedicated to God's word, his will, his way, his purpose, and his plan. This is contrary to the world, the flesh, and the devil. So persecution happens. At the same time, we experience the kingdom of God. Matthew 10, 28 through 30. Mark 10, 28 through 30. Mark chapter 10, verses 28 through 30 says, Then Peter began to say unto them, Lo, we have left all and have followed thee. Mark 10, 29. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house or brethren or sister or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel. But he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution. And in the world to come, eternal life. So all of this good stuff, and then all of a sudden, and with persecution. So this persecution is going to happen here as we lay hold even to the kingdom of God, as we receive the art of receiving, as we receive the kingdom of God, and we are loyal to, and we're faithful, we're steadfast, we're dedicated to the Lord's word, that persecution is going to happen for righteousness' sake. It's going to happen, but he's going to take care of us. And you know, he said, if you were loyal to me and you left all of those things, I got something for you right here, right now. You shall receive. Hallelujah. So there's an art to this receiving and going through. It doesn't all appear as goodness and light, but it really is when it all comes down to it. Okay. And so our last part here is the supreme blessing that we will receive is a great reward in heaven. So going back to the kingdom of God, we're receiving, he said, we're receiving that here and now. He said, but you shall receive a hundredfold now in this time. Amen. And then he says, in the world to come, eternal life. And then with the supreme blessing of a great reward in heaven, we're going to receive that in heaven, that great reward when we get there. But check this out. The art to receiving a great reward in heaven is knowing and understanding that we will be reviled. I'm going to expand that word reviled, which means despised, insulted, okay, and then persecuted, harassed, agitated, bullied, mistreated, and lied on for his sake. Amen. So we've seen that in the past with the persecuted church. We're seeing that come up now. We can almost get a glimpse of more of that coming in the future. But God, he's already told us the art of receiving is we will have a great reward in heaven. So it's not going to stay the place of being reviled, persecuted, talked about falsely, you know, like lied on for his sake. You know, he said, I got y'all. You know, I have a great reward for you in heaven. Praise God. And so going through all of these supreme blessings, it just can't, as I said in the beginning, I said, I'm going to tell you the end from the beginning. if you sum up all of these supreme blessings, they can be summed up with seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And none of this can be received. None of it can be received apart from God. We can't fix it up, make it up, patch it up, work it up. None of us can do any of these things and receive any of these supreme blessings of the kingdom of heaven, being comforted, inheriting the earth, action, being filled, mercy, seeing God, call the sons of God, the kingdom of God, the great reward in heaven. None of that can be done apart from him. And not just a little bit of him, but a whole lot of him. Just seeking first, seeking him first, and then he will reveal his ways to us. Hallelujah. As he revealed them to Moses. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Just pray that you were blessed by the word of God today. Amen. I know I was blessed. Probably when I finish, I'll say, ooh, I should have said this, I should have said that. But I believe that God gave you what he wanted you to have today. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And so, hallelujah. Pastor Mom said, amen. Glory to God. Amen. And so, as I get ready to close, I want to give people an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Talk about the art of receiving God's best is to receive him. Hallelujah. Him as your Lord and as your Savior. And if you are not sure that you have received him, this is your time. And I'll tell you what, he has much more for you. He has so much for you that your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, neither has your mind conceived all that he has for you. Amen. And as you receive him today as your Lord and Savior, amen, it's all available for you. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Pastor Mom. And then Romans 10:9 says, and you can say it with me, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's your time to receive the great, hallelujah, the greatest art of receiving is to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
Show me your ways.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know.
According to the Bible.
I am saved.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so all who have prayed that prayer, whether you prayed it today or you're in 2055 and you found this archive and you are listening to it, you've made it all the way through, and you just got saved. Well, we commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ right now in the name of Jesus. And hallelujah. And we thank God that he will send you to a Bible-believing church. Hallelujah. Now, if you're in this date and time, We invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We're meeting every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah. And so we receive you here. We will pray for you. We'll walk through this with you, through your relationship with the Lord with you. Praise God. So welcome. We invite you to come and be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. So I want to open the line and give you all an opportunity to say something. You know, let the Lord use you. You can press your number one key if you like to, and then we'll open up the line. Hallelujah. I see Pastor Catherine has pressed her number one key. Anyone else? Do you have any comments, questions, prayer requests? You want to encourage the woman of God? Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. What a blessing.
Amen.
Yes, I just really enjoyed the message this morning. It was like you said, it was like you were saying, you all want to see God? I'm going to open up the door and just show you all the blessings. It was like you just opened up the door and you just showed all the blessings that God has for us. And I just want to tell you how much I enjoyed it. It just kind of reminded me also of even my own self. You know, sometimes even when you don't feel well, and sometimes all you're thinking about is your healing process. And in order to even to receive your healing process, you got to receive, in order to receive the healing, you got to be, we got to be in there with God and receive the comfort and the peace that he has for us. And
yes,
I tell you,
yes.
After I stopped thinking about when I'm going to feel better and all of that, I begin to receive the touch of God. Just lay
Hallelujah.
There and just receive the touch of God. And I tell you, he will come through. And even, I'm not trying not to keep you so long, but even in when someone want to give to me, if I know that you're having a hard time and you want to give me something, I don't want to receive. But when you talked about the art of receiving, and it just kind of opened up my heart just to go on and continue to receive, because that's still God, and God will still provide for those ones that may not even have enough. And so I just want to say thank you so much for the message today. And I want to say also, I forgot to say good morning to Mom, too. Hi, Mom. I'll be with you tomorrow. All right. Thank you so much once again. God bless you.
Amen. I wish you could see her face right now. She got this great big smile on her face.
Thank you so
Amen.
Much, Apostle. Thank you.
Amen, Pastor Catherine. Praise God. Amen. Anyone else?
I'm on, Apostle. Can
yes,
you hear me, Apostle?
Please, I hear you very well, Pastor Price.
Yes, I pushed the number one key, but it's not working. Mine was not working. Huh?
Thank God your line is open.
Amen, amen, amen. How you doing? I'm going to say like Pastor Catherine did. Good afternoon, Pastor Mom, and to you, Apostle. And I know, Pastor Mom, that you're ready to eat in a few minutes. So I praise God for you. Are ready to go take your nap in just a little bit. I want to say this really quickly and succinctly by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, lead and guide me as I say what you laid upon my heart to say. Because this word that you gave, that God has given through you, is a very important message. The art of receiving. Because it really is that God, I've written about 6 pages of notes today. And the Lord would say, this is such a very important message. I thought about last night before I went to bed, usually on graphics now, the Lord said, just put one graphic on each of the pages, the ministry page and my own personal page. But as I had put one up, the Lord said, now I need you to go back, and I want you to put seek ye first the kingdom of God on one page, and I want you to put it on the other. Hallelujah. So I said, okay, Lord, and I went on to do what he said, and now just was praising God for him being giving confirmations and putting us in one accord. Because I just love it that the message is that God wants us to be trained. He truly wants us to be trained to receive everything he has for us, as you said, everything.
Yes.
And then when you talked about overflow and that God is an extravagant God, he's a great big God. He blessed Abraham and made him rich. And that's sometimes a curse word to people that God wants to make people rich, but he does. That's his mode of operation. If you go back and see that he made Abraham rich in houses and in land. Why? Because he gives us the power to get wealth, that his covenant may be confirmed, that we can go out and do some of the things he calls us to do. The other little thing that the Lord laid on my heart about your message today was that when the man, I thought about the man that went on the cruise ship. And he brought him a block of cheese with him on the cruise ship, and that's what he ate the whole time he was on the cruise ship. And they wanted to know, well, was something wrong? We see that you're not eating anything, and you're not coming. He said, well, I didn't have the money, so I bought my cheese with me so I could eat on the ship. And they said, no, everything on this ship is free. The food is free. You could have eaten as much as you wanted to eat. You know, with that. And I think about when I go to Las Vegas, I don't gamble when I go to Las Vegas. And what I found out is that they have such wonderful prices for the food. Some of these things are so almost like they're giving away free because they're trying to attract people to come and gamble. But if you don't know what's available to you, you won't get it. So I thank God that this is such a very important message, that we have to know what God has for us so that we can receive all. Because I believe this with all my heart. When we stand before God, he's going to show us all the rooms. Of the healing room with all the healing that he had for us. He's going to show us the part rooms where we would have parts, eyes and legs and all of those things if we would only receive it. All the peace rooms and the provision rooms. I just see in the heavenlies, I just see all the things that he's prepared for us in Christ Jesus, who is our depository. So I thank God for this word. And the Lord told me again, this is a very important word. And then lastly, Mom, because I will stop with my lastly, is that we hear the word, we can be in the Lord as I have been. I've received Christ in 1958, but it wasn't until 1978 that I got close to the Lord. But you can be in the Lord 40, 50, and 60 years, and still God will always give you, the word is so pregnant. And people will say, I know that. I know the Beatitudes. I know that. But, oh, my, I thank God for the way he ministered through you on those Beatitudes. That was very, very rich. Very, very rich. When you were given the first parts of them, Apostle, I said, oh, Lord, she's going so fast. I can't catch up to write this. And then he just said, be at peace, be at peace. And then you took it one by one by one. And went through each one, one by one by one. And I was able to write down so much and to let God minister to my heart and mind. And again, just like with the 23rd Psalm, the Beatitudes will never be the same to me again to today. So I thank God for you and for the word. And like you said, when we get off, we may look and say, oh, I could have said this or said that. No, but you said what God gave you to say. Yes. And how God gave you to say it. And I thank God for that. And as you said, God gave me this was the same thing I'm getting ready to say to you. God gave me this and began to burn. People think people are copying off of each other, but that's the Holy Ghost. God, my children, when Joy and Amber get on the phone with their brother Don, Don always says, look at Amber. And then Amber says, look at Don. And then the Lord said, the word I want you to say is, look at God. And then after he had given me that, then I begin to hear you say, look, Esther, see, we got to know. I don't even know how people copyright stuff, because if the Holy Ghost give it to you, you know, right. There's no copyright, a copyright infringement when it's coming from God. So I thank God for that word. Thank God for you, Apostle and Pastor Mom, and all the saints in their respective places. And thank God for this word today on the art of receiving. God bless you, Apostle. I'm going back on mute.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Yeah, look at God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm going to open up everyone's line just for a few moments, and then I'm going to go ahead and close us out. So, well, I'll let you know what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family, but I'll give you guys a moment. If you want to say anything, your lines are open. Make sure you mute your line if you don't want to, if you're not saying anything. All righty. Okay. So, all right. Let me just say what's going on Get 'Em Radio. Now, next Sunday is the first Sunday of the month, and so we will be doing our tag team preaching, you know, a topic, a scripture, and you can preach for 5 minutes. You can give your testimony for 5 minutes. You can send me a song that we can play for 5 minutes. Yet find something on YouTube that you want us to play. You can send that. You can read out of your devotional that you want to share with us for 5 minutes. And we encourage everybody to do something on next week. We'll be celebrating Pastor Mom, so you can, like, prepare yourself to say something to her. We'll have a time where you can you know, speak into Pastor Mom's life. Praise God. Amen. So we'll be doing that next Sunday. Then on this week, tomorrow, is lunch. We have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, our Bible teaching. And Dr. Lorraine is going to be talking about the miracles. Hallelujah. Multiplying Miracles, Sum and Total is the name of it. She's finishing up a series, or close to finishing up a series, on Multiplying Miracles, 12 noon Central tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, we'll have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. If you'd like to pray in tongues for 15 minutes, you know, let me know. We'll put you on the schedule. We have 4 volunteers praying for 15 minutes in tongues, and then we have the interpretation after that. So, you know, let me know, and we'll put you on that list. Praise the Lord. And then on Wednesday, well, we don't have anything scheduled this Wednesday coming up. But we on our next prophetic healing will be on August the 11th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And please mark it on your calendar, set your cell phone alarms so that you know when it is, because there's a lot of healing that's been happening and miraculous healings. In case you haven't heard already, I keep saying this, in case you haven't heard, there was a man who called in. He couldn't hear out of his right ear. He could only hear a little bit out of his left ear, and he had hearing aids, and he was able to take out those hearing aids and hear out of both ears. Praise God. So God is, he's doing miracles, I tell you. Hallelujah. And then, and so that'll be August the 11th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, on this Thursday, this is the fifth Thursday in July, and we have a young lady. Her name is Sister Shayna Poole Jones. She's God has her doing community outreach and helping the community, and she's talked about that all this month. And she's going to be bringing a word. She's going to be preaching on the 29th, even though she's been preaching all along here and there, but she's going to be preaching, and we're looking forward to hearing a word from the Lord. She sent me a clip of something that just really blessed her, and it blessed me too. So if you have an opportunity, on this Thursday, the 29th, of July, And she'll be the broadcast is from 9 p.m. Central, starts at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And as I said, we'll be back here next Sunday, the first Sunday in August, tag team preaching, communion. We're also having communion. Bring your communion elements, and we will see you here next Sunday, and we'll see you here on the other broadcast as well. So we're going to have Pastor Mom close us out in prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You want to make a comment, Pastor Mom?
Yes, that is a wonderful event. She did a wonderful job. I nodded a little bit, but and I woke up and listened to it. And it felt was good.
Okay.
So may the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another. In Jesus'
in
name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you all. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed rest of the day.